This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's health infrastructure has become stronger in the past few years. Mr. Modi was virtually addressing a post-budget webinar on Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, fulfilling aspirations of the people. Emphasizing the rise of care economy, Mr. Modi said the growing global demand for caregivers is creating new skill-based employment opportunities for lakhs of young people in the country.
हमारे योग और आयुर्वेद पूरी दुनिया में पॉपुलर हो रहे हैं। आप सभी इसके विभिन्न पहलुओं पर संवाद अवश्य करेंगे, लेकिन एक अहम विषय जिसका मैं जिक्र करना चाहूंगा वो है केयर इकोनॉमी। आने वाले दशक में देश में सीनियर सिटीजन्स की संख्या तेजी से बढ़ेगी। इसके अलावा आज वर्तमान में दुनिया के कई देशों में केयर गिवर्स की भारी मांग है, इसलिए अब हेल्थ सेक्टर में लाखों युवाओं के लिए नई स्किल आधारित रोजगार के नए अवसर तैयार हो रहे हैं।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar made statements in both the Houses of Parliament regarding the situation in West Asia. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate the tensions in the region. He said the government is closely monitoring the emerging developments in West Asia and relevant ministries are coordinating to ensure effective response. He said given the severity of the situation, the government is working to ensure that both security and safety of the citizens are protected. The External Affairs Minister said as of yesterday, almost 67,000 Indian nationals have returned to the country.
India is in favor of peace and urges a return to dialogue and diplomacy. We advocate de-escalation, restraint and ensuring the safety of civilians. Two, the well-being and security of the Indian community in the region is our priority. We will continue to work with the governments of the region towards that end. And three, our national interest, including energy security and trade flows, will always be paramount. I'm confident, sir, that the government has the full support of this august house on this matter.
The government has said that multiple steps have been taken to mitigate risk of energy supply disruption and to maintain uninterrupted energy supply chains during geopolitical uncertainties. Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Suresh Gopi, stated this in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today. He said the steps include diversifying crude oil import sources, bypassing conflict zones and strengthening diplomatic engagements with major oil-producing countries and international organizations. The Rajya Sabha today took up a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. Initiating the discussion, Ghanshyam Tiwari of BJP lauded the efforts of the government taken to protect the environment, including increasing the forest cover. JDS leader and former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda took on the Congress government in Karnataka and raised the issue of man-animal conflict in the state. Six candidates from Tamil Nadu have been declared elected unopposed for the six vacancies in the Rajya Sabha. The press release from the Tamil Nadu Legislative Assembly stated that Constantine Ravindran and Tiruchi Siva of the DMK, Christopher Manickam of the INC, L.K. Sudhish of the DMDK, M. Thambidurai of AIA-DMK and Dr. Anbumani Ramadas of the Pathali Makkal Katchi have been elected. Lok Sabha was also adjourned for the day following protests by opposition members demanding a discussion on the West Asia situation. When the House reassembled at 3 p.m., Presiding Officer Jagdambika Pal asked Congress MP Mohammad Javed to move the resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla. However, opposition members trooped into the well raising slogans, forcing adjournment of the House till 11 a.m. tomorrow. In FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, a Pool B match is underway between India women's team and Scotland in Hyderabad. Yesterday, Indian team registered a commanding 4-0 victory over Uruguay. Hyderabad meet is one of the two qualifying tournaments for the Women's Hockey World Cup, alongside another event in Santiago, Chile. The teams finishing first, second and third in both Hyderabad and Santiago will earn direct qualification for the 2026 Women's Hockey World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.